is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcast live twice daily. 10 in the morning on Genesis Communications and 3 in the afternoon. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Frank Underhill's with me this morning. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good to be with you again this morning, and again, I still talk about the expo.
You do? Why is that?
Because, first of all, I had so much fun there. I enjoyed your meetup. I like talking to people. We all, well, myself showed up as a stranger. And I think I left with friends and acquaintances. And I still talk about it with my friends and colleagues here in Las Vegas. And again, Vincent, it was a wonderful expo. It was probably one of the highlights of the year for me.
Seriously. Well, I'll tell you, I'm so glad to hear that, Frank. What it really is a group of people that want to share their knowledge with others, and they volunteer to do it. And we all have the same goals. The goals are we want to educate, and we like each other. Each one of the instructors likes the other instructors, and I can say that there's not a single instructor that's with us at USAprepares.com that I don't like. I can really honestly say that, and that's because they've all been selected. How does that set with you?
Well, that's important. Of course it's important, but it's your expo, and you know, you have on who you want and who you don't want. And I think when on the last program when we were talking about water and concessions and all that, frankly, for me, it went smoothly. I was in my booth. I had my bottled water and some snacks and visited other booths there. And, you know, so for me, I didn't notice any impediment or obstruction at the event. So for me, it went off flawlessly.
So you didn't know that the city wouldn't let us use water, huh?
Nope. Didn't even occur to me.
Well, I think they've declared war on us. City of Springfield, you know, I exposed them because they put fluoride in the water, and they would not let us use anything other than the slop sink that they mop the floors with and the drinking fountains and, you know, to get water for making coffee, and we would never do that. So they called the Board of Health on us, and we passed with flying colors. But they have put every impediment possible in front of us. And, you know, the bottom line is I don't know who they think they're kidding. You know, business isn't all that good. So what we've done is we've changed venues to every time that someone puts an impediment in our way, we come out stronger. It's unbelievable. There was a little radio station that I was on. It was a 1,000-watt station for once a week, and we wanted to advertise our expo, expo number one. And one of the bigger stations in town said, you know, we're not going to take your money and let you advertise here because you're a radio guy. And I said, oh, come on. I'm on like one hour a week on a little 1,000-watt station. They wouldn't help us at all. They wouldn't talk to us. And actually, they gave us the bums rush right out of the radio station. As a result of that, we ended up on the largest radio station in Springfield, Missouri. And as a result of them giving us a hard time at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, we found an even better location for even less money with a 700-seat theater in addition to the expo space, and that, and they're going to let us use their kitchen. I mean, it's, it is, this place is suitable for weddings, and gala events, and it's going to cost us less. So, and it's bigger. So, each time we get an impediment, I love it because we come out stronger. But I wanted to share something with you, Frank. You know, I was thinking about what you just mentioned, the Friday night meetup. That was November 2nd. It was the night before the expo. And so our instructors came to Ziggy's, and we were meeting with each other, many for the first time, instructors and students. And I believe that that is exactly what should be happening all over America, building your community, you know, getting to know your neighbors, learning where each other stands, and learning to help each other. And some of us feel that we're losing our country at an ever-increasing rate. That would be me, for sure. And that the election, if you can call it that, has shown us the direction we're headed. And we have the producers and we have the takers. And the takers have claimed victory over us, the producers. They want what we have. They want to redistribute everything that we've worked, scrimped, and saved for all of our lives while they watch TV and collect government handouts. And I'm afraid, Frank, that one day, and I think it's going to be soon, that some business owner, someone who's had a family business, maybe their father started or their grandfather started during the Depression, I believe that some business owner, maybe of 20 or 30 or 40 employees, just says, no, I'm not doing it. I am not going to put up with any more of these regulations. I'm not going to put up any more with government encroachment. And I'm not going to do it. And then it's going to hit the internet. And then other businesses are going to say, you know what? If he did it, we might as well do it. And then that will start a stampede of avoiding or saying no to government encroachment. What do you think? Is that possible?
Well, you're already seeing it with Murphy Energy. He laid off people. There's a local business in town that laid off people. Mm-hmm. And there is, I believe, a hotel, the guy that owns Westgate Resorts, he said that he would do it. I've yet to see him take action on his word, but I'm not surprised. Frankly, call it what you want, it was an outright defeat for the GOP, and we'll just see where the chips fall from here. Which leads us to the fiscal cliff that they're talking about. And I basically think that you're going to start to see the bureaucrats taking matters into their own hands. And probably this might be taken away from Congress for the ability to make the cuts necessary. And maybe it'd be the best case scenario, because at least nobody can take blame except point the finger at some unnamed, unfaced bureaucrats.
Well, Frank, why is it termed fiscal cliff?
Because there's going to be a quick cut in spending right away. That's going to be a cliff.
What's so bad about that? What is so bad about not spending money that we don't have?
I don't see anything wrong with it, but if you work for the government or you're reliant on anything for a check from the government, it's probably going to have a big impact on the economy. You know, in a macro sense, that you're going to see people let go from their jobs, from their government jobs, because basically it is to cut the government spending apparatus, which I don't have a problem with myself. This should be dealt with, you know, a long time ago. If anything, Vincent, it shouldn't have even gotten as far as it has.
But I'm trying to think of some government bureaucrat that I respect in what he or she does, and I'm having a real tough time thinking of how my money is being spent efficiently and effectively and well. Without waste, I can't think of one government employee that I could say, I am so delighted that I am paying for you to be here. I can't think of one, literally not one, not one Congress critter, not one state person, not one local person, not one government bureaucrat, not one secretary that works for the government. Nobody. Seriously, Frank, I can't. Can you?
Well, I concur. You know, I'm licensed in over 30 states, and I pay fees in all these states to do business, which I don't mind. But I don't know where all this money goes to that that they get. Salaries, presumably. And it is on a much bigger scale. When you look at the military, huge apparatus, millions of people working there, a lot of people coming out of the military. Where do they go? I hear the word VA all the time. VA, VA.
Hey, you're absolutely right. I know someone who was in the military, and that's where he's going. And I couldn't believe it. He's going to the military or to the VA for repairs, you know, body repairs. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Why would you do that? I believe those guys experiment on their patients. I really do. I can't prove it, but I believe it. I wouldn't go there. I would never go there.
And also, if they don't go to the VA, they might not even get future funding for something else. You know, that being said, there is a big looming financial crisis. Now, it helps me out because, of course, I'm pro gold, and you know, I don't care one way or another if there's this fiscal cliff or not. Actually, I'd rather see it than not see it and have the media cut down on all this chatter about working with each other, working, and, you know, let's face it, they all have their own interests, and their interests are clearly for themselves. They all have their base they have to appease, and when they don't have to go and appease these bases, then maybe we will see a result. But until then, just let it go. They should just get paid to take the day off, take these holidays off, and again, let the bureaucrats take care of it. At least that way they can go back to their districts and say, well, I had no taking in this.
Do you know, seriously, do you know of a single bureaucrat? Do you know of a single politician that you respect? One. Do you know one? Just one. I don't hear an answer. Frank Underhill's with me. Underhill Securities Corporation, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back. I've got a lot of questions for Frank about mining and gold and silver. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it can heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV. And it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JATOproducts.com.
Go to TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us this morning. And the current regime, it's got four more years. And seems to me like there's going to be revolving borrowing, printing, obfuscation, and pretending that the economy is improving. Budget ceilings, in my opinion, will continue to be raised. And all that looks great for gold and silver. What do you think, Frank?
I completely concur. That's why you don't hear vocal protest from myself. I'm a firm believer that gold will move higher. All the indications are there. I believe the catalyst is set. And I think we're going to start to see a juggernaut of higher metal prices over the short term. I just want to say that focus on my sector is I love these mid-tier producers.
Because you're talking about mining stocks.
Yes, and this is why to make the case for these miners are that they grow on acquisitions, they grow on production, they have leverage on their side. If you look at a bigger miner like the Barricks, the Newmonts, the Rio Tintos, it's got a lot higher level to reach before you start to see returns, whereas a junior gets bought out, you see an instant premium, or you see a mid-tier acquiring a junior, you'll see again the junior have a premium. If you can see a miner go to roughly, people say 2 million ounces for a junior is the maximum, I tend to think maybe if they can produce 1.5 million ounces of metal a year in gold, that would be very good. And what I do is I focus on how to select mid-tier producers. So there is that chance for an opportunity for a takeover or a merger. And I actually went in today, just reading my periodicals, and I see that Ozesco Mining is buying over Queenston Mining in a $550 million all-stock purchase. Now, you don't need to have the billions of dollars to take over. You see, they can be taken over with, a few hundred million dollars, but on the broader spectrum, that is a big premium to be taken over. And incidentally, too, Vincent, you're seeing a lot more financings, miners loading up their treasury. You have New Gold raising $500 million note. They'll probably use that note again to take over another company or expand already existing productions. And also another thing people overlook is management. You look at the management of these junior, mid-tier miners. A lot of them come from the bigger companies, like in the case of New Gold there. They have a fellow from Barrick there running it, and he could probably turn it into a bigger company than it is today. People need to be looking at just investing a name. They got to go and delve into the quantitative analysis for investing and, picking the right situations. And this is a little bit more riskier than throwing your money into a gold ETF or the GLD. So be it. But if investors look at these mid-tier companies, I can ramble off a whole list of them that they should be taking a look at.
Well, Frank, is that something that you want to do?
I'll do that anytime. If people just give me a call, or if you ask me any questions, I follow this. Now, I can't give specifics over the radio, of course, because everyone's investment objectives may differ. But that's where I focus that. And again, where does it fit into survival financial? It fits in everywhere, because everyone might not have $500,000 to buy gold bullion, or $100,000 to buy gold bars, or even $100,000. You can look at investing a lesser amount of money, and that way you can enter the gold market through an indirect way.
Survival Economics, Frank Underhill. I'm Vin Finelli, and when we come back, I think we'll just share a little bit of information about how Frank Underhill was an advisor to Bob Chapman. Yes, you heard that right. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with me this morning. And Roy Birdsong is going to be with us this afternoon. And Roy Birdsong is going to tell us how we can throw our cell phone contract overboard. I can't wait. I can't wait to get rid of my Verizon cell phone contract. And I'd like to be anonymous. And he's going to tell us how we can be anonymous so that no one will know who you are with your cell phone number. That's this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Frank Underhill and I are talking about economic survival, financial survival, and survival economics. Frank Underhill, you are the advisor or one of the advisors to Bob Chapman. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I think some of our new class members might find that fascinating.
Well, thank you. where Bob was, he needed access to information and new ideas. And I would be scrolling over companies, mid-tier situations that I would, you know, relay that information to Bob in a timely manner. And a few of them were actually like Alexco, Premier. Remember, before Alexco was where it is today, it had a big run up from where it started at. And he [S2] Yes. [S1] would phone those companies up and get information off of, and he would decipher the codes of their authenticity, and then he would run with that. And I would just keep giving him a supply of issuers that did warrant attention to put it on a broader scale. That being said, he was not afraid to do the homework after the fact, and then he'd use that determination and put in his letter. Now, Bob wasn't the green man behind the curtain pulling strings and levers. But he was a person who knew how to do homework and give a good guess, educated guess of what's going to move or not. Like, he's not in control of monetary policy or fiscal policy and inflation. But one thing he could have control of was information that he would read over and disseminate to his subscribers and on a broader scale his listeners.
Yeah. And now, were there many of Bob's advisors? Have you met any of the others, or was it all compartmentalized?
I think Bob, knowing his nature, was very compartmentalized, and he didn't really refer people to me unless they asked directly how to participate in a strategy.
Okay. And I can tell you, class, that Bob Chapman was a very good friend of USA Preparers, and he was with us from day one, and he was willing to move as we grew. He would grow with us and move with us, and he was a great man, and I truly miss him. I miss his laugh, and I miss some of his sternness, you know, his conviction in what he was saying.
Vincent, to interject here, what is also missing is that no one has really stepped up to fill that void.
Yeah, I remember talking to another broadcaster, and he said, well, we'll just get another Bob Chapman. I said, are you kidding? Where are you going to do that? It's impossible. There is no other Bob Chapman. And to this day, there is no other Bob Chapman. There was only him. Do you agree with that, Frank?
Well, when I first started listening to him, and when my dad started reading the subscriber, subscribe to the forecaster, I never heard of any of this stuff before until then. And because my dad read the subscriber for years and years before, even when we were living up in Canada. And frankly, I never thought Bob would be somebody who I would have in my daily life and in my dealings. And for that, he is a dear friend.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, he used to call me on the weekends, and he'd call me at night, and we'd be on the phone for an hour. And it was, you know, off the air. At a time, and it was truly an honor, absolutely an honor to be associated with him, and I really miss him. I know when I called, I had his number, and I called him. He was in the hospital waiting for last rites, and I'll tell you, both of us were in tears. I mean, well, we were saying our goodbyes, and I knew it was for the last time from a great distance, and he did too, and. And your dad was with him.
Yeah,
was there.
Yeah, he was there, and and I wanted to. I'm glad my dad went to see him, but he wasn't anything like the picture you see of him with his glasses and his tie on in his the picture that he liked to put out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I really do miss him, and if I'm not mistaken, Frank, I believe your dad and I were probably the last two people to talk to him other than family. Would you say it's right?
Probably. You know, I just want to say, even at the expo, I thought his daughter would have been there, and I was surprised that she didn't materialize, because I think she would have had a lot of people wanting to talk to her and ask her questions too.
Yeah, something happened at the last minute. She was unable to attend, and she's called me several times, and she couldn't make it. But I was looking forward to meeting her, and I'll tell you, maybe she'll come to the next one. But there are a lot of people that would love to meet Jennifer and Matt Gelati, who are now publishing The International Forecaster. Frank, Hurricane Sandy, it was a big deal. We said it would be a big deal. We said that there would be looting and burglaries and thugs everywhere. We said that rationing could happen. We talked about the escalation in food prices.
You did.
And
I remember you talking about gasoline being rationed.
And it's happening. It's happening. It happened right away. It's still in existence in some parts of New Jersey. People, if you go to our website, usapreparedness.com, you'll see a lot of articles relating to this, and you'll see what happens when people are backed into a corner and they don't have the things that they are accustomed to having. And the thing that I can't understand is what do you think will happen when people who are unable to go to work because they don't have gasoline, they have to ration gasoline, they can't get to their jobs. Some of the rail lines are down because of the hurricane, the damage to the infrastructure. What happens to those tax payments that those people in New Jersey are required to make for the real estate taxes, which are $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, $15,000 a year, and they can't go to work to earn the money to pay those taxes? Do you think that the counties are going to sell those properties on the courthouse steps? And what about the martial law that's been declared in one town or one city in New Jersey where people can't go to their homes? It was, we have to, mandatory evacuation. You got to get out of your homes. You get out of your homes. Then you go, okay, hurricane's over. I'm going back. Nope, you can't go back. You can't go back for your own safety. You can't go back. Now you have no place to live, no way to earn money, and the taxes are still being accumulated. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. What do you think about that, Frank?
Well, again, Vincent, that's why in my business, I have a business continuity program. Anybody can go on my website and read my business continuity program. Now, where does that lay in? These people do not have a continuity program, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to plan, and that's, I believe, Vincent, the premise of this program is about preparedness.
And planning, and thinking about what may happen in the future next, and after that, and after that. And sometimes we refer to that as mini-max regret, minimizing your maximum regret. What do you think is the worst thing that can happen to you? And make sure you plan for that, because it might happen. And in the case of Hurricane Sandy, it happened. It absolutely happened.
Look, the bottom line is, if somebody had a few, you know, silver dollars or 10, 15 gold bars, they could redeem them for what they need, and they can, you know, weather out this event. In a lot of cases, it's hard for me to fathom if the insurance companies are going to be there for them. If the and these are people who paid up the premiums, they're not freeloading. These are people that paid in. Will the insurers pay out? Will there be a way for them to wiggle out? Could this put some insurance companies on questionable footing? The damage has yet been tabulated, and yet I think really it's really even now it's just an underreported story on the misery that's going on there.
Underreported. You're absolutely correct. You know, at the expo, people were coming up to me and they said, you know, I didn't know that in the 30s, the safety deposit boxes in banks were locked up and you couldn't get to them without a federal agent when you opened up your safety deposit box. They were absolutely shocked. And I said, why would you have a safety deposit box? Why would you trust anything that's important to you to a location that has employees that closes at night and closes on the weekend? Why would you do that? Why would you restrict your own access to your own documents, maybe a handgun, maybe gold, diamonds, silver, important papers? Why would anybody do that? Get a safe, put it in the basement, make sure it's fireproof, you know, do something like that. Don't trust other people who are employees of an organization that you are not part of. Why would you trust them to hold your important valuables? Why would anybody do that? I don't get it. And I also don't get why people would put most of their wealth in the bank as digits. And they'd say, well, you know, if I have $10,000, why would I put that in gold? I'd rather have that in money. Well, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy, because what is money? I mean, it's just pieces of paper that represent debt. That's nuts. Why would anybody want debt? Oh, boy. I think you must have hit my button, or maybe I hit my button. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Frank Underhill. You can get to Frank Underhill by going to USAPrepares.com, or you can call him, 702-987-5449. I'll repeat that number on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. We're talking about survival economics. We're talking about Hurricane Sandy. On the website, usapreparedness.com, there's an article, page one. Bad sign, FEMA office on Staten Island closes due to the weather. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a FEMA office closing due to the weather? It's true. I mean, go and look, usapreparedness.com, page one. The Red Cross has pulled its shoulder, patting itself on the back about what a great job they've done. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the Red Cross? Absolutely unbelievable. I'm a Red Cross volunteer, and those guys tell me, do not deploy. We're not taking volunteers. They did that for Joplin, the tornado in Joplin. They did that for the tornado in Branson. They told me, do not deploy. I said, I'm going. And what I learned was the Red Cross is someplace where you do not want to send any of your money. Absolutely no way. The Red Cross, they will not have anything to do with the Get Prepared Expo or USA Prepares. Why? Because we know the truth. We do. And, hey, Frank, I have a video of the Get Prepared Expo, and a local TV station put us on there for 2 minutes, 47 seconds. And then they did another piece on us for about a minute and a half. And what do? They put the FEMA guy on. They put the emergency management guy on. We're teaching people about radiation, and we're talking about survival and food and how to grow your garden and start your own business and gold and silver. And they got this guy on, this local guy from Greene County in Springfield. And he says, if you want to have a flashlight, that's okay. And if you want to have, 3 days worth of food, that's okay. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You take advice from them. What do you think those people in New Jersey are thinking with their flashlight and their 3 days worth of food? What do you think they're thinking?
How do I get out of here?
Man, man. It makes me so angry. And I called KY3, the TV station, and we spent a lot of money on advertising. We spend about $20,000 a year on advertising with them. And I said, hey, tell you what, if you guys are going to send reporters like this to our event, don't come. Don't come to our event and report and show some guy from the emergency management agency telling people 3 days worth of food and a flashlight. Man, oh man, it's irresponsible. That's our government in action. Boy, well, did you hit my button?
Yeah, well, listen, when I hear the New York is asking $30 billion, like, where in the heck is $30 billion going to come from?
Yeah. 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 Well, and what about all the taxes? That the gouging in taxes, that New York City, among the highest in the country, they've been taxing and taxing and taxing and taxing. Where's the reserve? What are they thinking? Did they squander it? Did it go to bribes? Where did it go? Where did the tax money go? And how come they haven't prepared for a rainy day? You know, New York City is a couple feet above sea level. What are they thinking? What are they thinking? A couple feet above sea level, and the subways are below sea level, right? Now, what are they thinking? Where does water run? It runs downhill. What were they thinking? Why didn't they prepare for this? Why don't they have reserves? A mismanagement. That's the only thing I can think of. I mean, I would never run my business that way, would you?
I'd be out of business if I did.
Sure. Absolutely. And we would, Frank, if we ran our businesses that way, we deserve to be out of business. Just like they deserve to be fired. All of them. And I can't believe it. We had an election, and what did we do? We put the bozos back in. What are we thinking? Oh, man.
What we were thinking, I think, in the short segment, Vincent, that the entrepreneur is overlooked, the small business person is overlooked, people like myself are overlooked, and yet we're the ones who are paying licensing fees, we abide by regulators. There are literally abandoned strip malls in my area that were thriving clothing or merchandising. They're no longer there anymore because of the double whammy of stifling economic progress and various taxation.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of our instructors sent me an email about a warehouse that's available in the Springfield, Missouri community. I was thinking about building a restaurant and a preparedness store and a place for our own expo in our own warehouse where we broadcast live every day from Genesis Communications. Wouldn't that be fun? We're thinking about it. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill, and if you'd like to contact him, link is on the website, and here's his phone number. It is 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Frank Underhill, USAPreparedness.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Frank, thank you so much.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.